Hello, we are Emma White
and David J. Lilly.
We are both jewellery designer makers who spend every day surrounded by shiny things.
We're both passionate about jewellery
and love learning all we can about jewellery making and sharing what we've learned with you right here.
Perhaps you're a jewellery lover or a creative type, or you spend your days at the bench like we do.
Whichever it is, we hope you'll enjoy our sparkly chit-chat, our silly stories, and our thoughts on living a creative and slightly dusty life.
With a few laughs along the way.
You can find our podcasts on all your favourite apps, including, of course, the biggies, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts.
So if you want to know who we are and share our passion for all that glitters, then stay with us for the next 30-ish minutes.
This is
Emma
and David with Little Gems on Jewellery
and Life. Good morning, Emma. How are you after so long?
I know. How are you, David? I feel like I haven't seen you or heard from you or spoken to you for too long.
I know. It's been crazy, hasn't it? We haven't done one of these together for weeks and weeks and weeks since kind of all the glitters finished. And then we started interviewing all the other bods. Well, not all the other bods, but quite a few of them. Those who wanted to have a chat with us anyway.
Yeah. No, it was nice. It felt appropriate to divide and conquer, David, when it was one every week.
Yeah.
No, it was good. I really enjoyed chatting with the guys as well. It was really nice to recap with them.
Yeah, me too. It was much more fun, I think, just to reflect with them in that we had never had a real chance to, did we? Especially while we're on the show.
No, I know. And we never had a wrap party. We should have had a wrap party. Maybe we need to arrange that, like a reunion or something.
Yes.
We need to get on that, and we need to all, get dressed up and put some glitter on.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Sometime in the new year, we can kind of do that.
Absolutely. Not before
reminder
Christmas.
Reminder of who we are. No, definitely not before Christmas.
Not putting anything in my life before Christmas. So, do you want to tell me what you've been up to since I spoke with you last, since we heard from you last?
Yeah, absolutely. So, quite a lot's been going on in both jewellery life and home life. With home life, that's been quite full on in that I have moved, or Chris and I have moved from our home in the cottage, and we are now in another cottage, but only here temporarily, in that come middle of December, we are heading over to LA.
Oh, you're so glamorous.
Ah, I try. So we're going to be spending Christmas with my sister, who is an animator. She is one of the directors on The Simpsons.
Oh, really? I did not know this.
Oh, okay. I thought you knew this. Yeah,
No, amazing.
She started in animation back in 1986, 7, something like that, with Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, fantastic. She needs to write you into The Simpsons.
Absolutely,
you know,
that would be
now
a good
you're
way.
Famous and all, and you've been on the telly box. There needs to be a yellow David pop up,
or rather than a green one, you mean? Yeah,
whatever color you see it as, David.
Yeah,
like I see them as yellow. Everyone's yellow in The Simpsons.
Yeah. She did animate the first gay kiss on The Simpsons.
Did she? Oh, well she done, that did. Girl. We love it. Breaking boundaries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Super.
So we're spending Christmas with her, and then my other sister and her partner are coming over as well. So it'll be quite a kind of brouhaha. Then Chris and I are heading for a couple of days to Palm Springs, then meeting everybody in San Diego in the new year. I know, it's hard life, isn't it?
Can I come?
You'll have the cat's bed to sleep in. That's the only space, I'm afraid.
Oh, this sounds amazing. That sounds like the trip of a lifetime.
It is. Well, yeah, it really will. I've not been to LA since 2020. No, hang on, 2000. So I've not been there for 22 years. But what we are doing in the new year is we are heading up to Canada for 3 months.
Oh, so, I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah, well, obviously we can still connect. We can still connect. Just it's a bit further than Brighton to Leeds, than kind of like Canada to Leeds.
Yeah, I suppose we're on each other's doorsteps at the moment anyway, but we'll have to keep up, most definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to be out there with the potential of kind of moving out there to live. And I'm going to be doing some running some classes at the Vernon Arts Centre, which is we're going to be based in Vernon for a month, which is in the Okanagan Valley in British Columbia in Canada. And so I've arranged to do that and doing it free of charge, obviously, because I'm going on a tourist visa. But I asked them if they'd like me to run any workshops because I run workshops here, and they were over the moon. So I should be doing
amazing. That. Well, good though, to get to know people, because if you do move permanently, you will be looking to actually, you know, earn the pennies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So that'll be fun. So that's kind of what's been kind of going on home life. But business life has been really busy with commissions and orders from the website on the back of the show. And also, I've been having some work exhibited at a variety of places that people may not be aware of. The big one was getting one of my necklaces into New York City Jewelry Week.
Wow. That's incredible, David.
Thank you. I was bowled over when they emailed me to say, yep, you've been selected, one of 39 artists worldwide who are members of the Society of North American Goldsmiths. Obviously, I'm an international member, so I'm not based there.
Yeah.
So yes, the blue lace agate necklace has been exhibited there. The Jewelry Week has just finished as of the 20th of November, but it remains online until the middle of January. So people can still see it on the Society of North American Goldsmiths Resiliency. Resiliency and something. Can't remember. But it's on the Snag website anyway. Yeah. And you can see it there. And it's available for purchase as well. So that was the big one.
You're so international, darling. You're so international. You are. And here's me, and I'm in my village where I never move more than never walk out more than 2 miles.
Well, you've got the kids to keep you back,
haven't you? To the studio, to the school, back to the home. Sometimes I venture to the big Asda.
Hey,
even that's only a mile away, though. Yeah, but you know.
Don't push it.
No, I know. It's a crazy old life. It's a crazy old life. Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is. So yeah, that's the kind of biggie for me. But also, I've got work in my local gallery, the Shoreham Art Gallery. So I've been the featured artist there for October and November, which has been lovely. And I've been selling work through there and having some lovely chats with people. We've done a couple of Meet the Artist days or morning stroke afternoons. So it's been really lovely to meet people who have bought pieces or interested in having something commissioned. Then I'm also a member of the Association for Contemporary Jewelry, the ACJ. They have a traveling exhibition that's going around the country at the moment. And as part of it, the Anne Morgan Gallery in Penarth extended that exhibition to include work by other ACG members. And so they selected 5 pieces of my Menier collection.
Nice.
To go down
there. It's a nice gallery. Yeah.
It is. It's a lovely gallery. And I had intended to go for the private view, but it was the day we were moving from the cottage. So it didn't exactly make an easy day.
No.
But what was lovely was that Lee, jeweler Lee, who a lot of us know from ATG Series 1, popped down for the private view and took photos of himself with my work and sent them to me.
Oh, that's really sweet. He's such a nice
guy.
He always sends a little message through, doesn't he? It's really lovely.
Yeah.
It's nice for me, crossover with the Series 1 guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was really sweet of him to do. And he has agreed to come on the podcast and do an interview sometime in the future as well.
Oh, nice. Great.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like you've got tons going on. Absolutely tons.
There's quite a lot. Yeah, there's quite a lot. And I mean, while I'm away in Canada, I'm still going to be working on designs, and I'm going to be spending more time actually doing some rendering, which is something I've just started doing for clients, so that you'll see that, and sales will still be happening through the website.
Good.
A friend of mine, Richie, is going to dispatch all orders
while
we're away.
That's a good
idea.
So
people can still order. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do all this effort and then disappear and people can't get hold of your work. So that's the big message here. You can still buy David's work.
Even though he's in Canada. Yes.
Even though he's in Canada or LA or swanning around Miami or whatever he's doing in his fabulous gay life, you can still buy David's work, and his good friend Richie will send it to you. So
Yeah.
Key message. Fab. That sounds amazing. You're such a glamorous life.
Thank you.
And I'm such a housewife in comparison. Actually, it's been pretty busy here as well, I have to say.
I know. Come on.
Not quite as glamorous, but yeah, it's been pretty busy. Yeah, we've we moved into the new studio, which is sort of like an extension of the old studio, kind of through the wall.
Well, extension. It's huge.
Yeah, it is. It's triple the size now. Much harder to warm. Yes, just to
funny
again,
that one.
Sound dull. But I've invested in a few good hoodies. It's all good. So yeah, we've been so busy. Since the final came out, we've been inundated with orders, really. So, you know, I created collections based around my favourite makes from all the glitters. So
yes.
I have a collection of hands. From the Held collection, which is the Fatima's hand,
yep.
The Barbie hand, the
decapitated,
dehanditated, I don't know what the word is, maimed, poor Barbie. Yeah. So yeah, so we've sold tons and tons and tons of those, and we've sold loads of spinning rings, and we've sold lots of feathers, and then the personalised stuff that I make with people's messages on is still being going. So that's been really busy, so that's been lovely. October's been nuts, but we're all caught up with all those orders. And I've now been able to thankfully bring my delivery dates down to 2 weeks from 3 weeks, and then hoping to get them down to a week again.
Brilliant.
So I've been planning Black Friday, and we're doing like a limited edition Black Friday. So it's a good discount, but only on a few pieces, because it's a tricky thing, isn't it, with Black Friday and being a small business. We can't do what Amazon do. We can't, you know, it's just not viable. So we'd like to do something. So we just do it on a small scale.
Yeah, good idea.
So if you like the jewellery that that I sell, not just on my jewellery, it's also on the other jewellery makers' jewellery, because I have a website where I sell other people's work as well, called thejewelrymakers.co.uk.
Yeah.
So every day there's a new deal, and it's a different piece, and it comes with 30% off, but there's only 10. So they fly out pretty quickly. So I've been really busy with that. So that's good. And on a sort of, you know, on a personal level, my kids are just giddy for Christmas. They are wanting
already?
The Christmas tree up. Oh, yeah, gosh, as soon as Halloween's finished, David. They're asking Alexa every day how many sleeps till Christmas. I wake up every morning, there's Christmas tunes on. This is my life. Yeah, I know.
No, that's
They're
terrible.
They're desperate for the Christmas tree up. They wanted it up this weekend, but we had a really busy weekend, and have a really busy weekend next weekend, so it'll be the weekend after. And they're like, no. And then we have to do the excuse language, bloody elf on the bloody shelf as well, which is something I should never have started.
What on earth is the elf on the shelf?
Oh, you'd not tell me you've not heard of the elf on the shelf.
No, no idea. No.
Oh my God, David, you need to Google this. You need to Google
this.
You need to Google the adult version of Elf on the Shelf, because that's funnier. But basically, the theory is, this is something, of course, it came over from America a few years ago. So basically, there's like this little toy elf, right? And it comes, Santa sends the elf to keep an eye on the children and report back on their behavior every night. But the elf, the children can't touch the elf. The elf's magic. So in the night, the elf gets up to mischief or brings treats. Depends kind of how mean you are with your kids.
Okay.
And then the children run downstairs and have to find the elf, and they'll find the elf, and it'll have done something like write on the mirror with lipstick, or I'll have like a snowball fight with marshmallows, or just silly things. We wrote on the top of the toilet seat with Nutella, you know, and it said, and it just said poo, but it was Nutella, but you know, it looked like poo. So it's just stupid things. So for the first year, it was like, oh, this is great fun. Aren't we wonderful parents? And by the time you get to year four, you have no ideas left, none. And it becomes this thing that you go to bed probably at 11:30 and you're just nodding off, nodding off, nodding off, nodding off. Not enough. And then you go, oh, we've not done the elf.
Oh, God.
And you jump up and you go, well, what can we do? What can we do with the elf? What can we do with the elf? So the elf's coming back soon. So I'm putting that off. The elf comes with the tree. That's where I got.
Oh,
that's
God.
All my
so
thought
you've got
processes.
20 odd days of elf.
Yes, there's no chance that tree's coming in November. No chance.
No.
So, yes, we've got elf. We've got elfness to sort out. So we've got all that. And they're getting very excited about presents and writing these enormous lists. That always include another cat, which isn't happening. Arthur's has just got like 20 Pokemon teddies on it, and I don't know.
Really?
Anyway, so there's all that. Christmas is lovely. You know, I love Christmas with kids is really is really amazing, but it's also quite overwhelming as well, especially when you've got as many as we have. So that's kind of personal stuff. But I guess my most exciting news that I have to tell you is that I have decided that I'm going to open a showroom. Woo!
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, you know, I mentioned that we'd moved into the space next door for the workshop, but I do still have the original space, my original workshop. And my plan was sort of half of it's still workshop, but the other half has been a bit redundant since we moved. And my plan is to make that into like a client consultation area. And then it sort of occurred to me that it wasn't the hugest of leaps to actually just open it to the public. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. So we're going to have an opening this weekend, on the 26th and the 27th of November.
Fab.
Yeah. There's an event on at the mill, at Sunnybank Mills in Farsley in Leeds, where I'm based. So they have an art and makers Christmas market, which is on this weekend. And there's lots of other things going on all around the mill and village, and the different businesses are putting on different things. So we thought we would kind of kiddie back onto that. So we're going to open the doors from 10 till 4 on Saturday and Sunday. Now, as I sit here now, it's chaos. And the walls aren't painted. The cabinets are still in boxes. And I have maybe half the stock that I would like to have. So it's going to be a busy week.
Woohoo.
It's going to be a busy, busy week. But it's very exciting. And it feels good. It feels full circle. I've had a shop before. Yeah. I'm not totally naive. I know it's a lot of work. We're here anyway making. So, you know, people are going to be able to come in and they'll see us making. They can have a look at the jewellery. They can place an order and we'll get it out to them before Christmas still. That's fair. And then hopefully we'll get to a point with enough stock. They can just take it away. But this weekend...
What's your last posting day for Christmas?
The official last posting day is the 21st of December. So we generally just keep taking orders until we realise we can't make any more and then we shut them down. So it usually falls kind of 16th, 17th. But we'll see.
So people can order to quite a long time then before Christmas.
Yeah, but I keep a lot of stuff in as components. So when the orders come in, we can kind of turn them around fairly quickly. And off the back of doing the show, I did employ Bench Hand as well. Lovely Hazel. Hi, Hazel. Who's fabulous, who's just helping me kind of get stuff finished, get them polished, get the stuff out. Because I certainly wouldn't have been able to keep up with October without her. And obviously lovely Rach as well, my girl Friday. And, you know, because it's not just the making of it, is it? It's like, you know, you're writing in MailChimps and getting emails out and doing the social media stuff. We're at least an hour a day on social media. You know, there's a lot of different things. And I absolutely love working for myself and I love running a business as well as being creative. But I think what happened to me before the show was that I lost the creative bit because everything else became big. Yeah. And so I'm really determined not to do that. But in order to do that, I need to have some help with the other stuff because I just can't do it all and still have energy for being creative. And be a mum of 3/4/6, depending on which newspaper you read. I had a lovely thing actually happen this week, David. I had a couple come to see me in the workshop because they'd ordered something and they wanted to pick it up. And I sort of assumed that they were local. And then they came in and we were chatting and stuff. And they were very excited about the show and they'd watched everything and they'd loved it. And that was really lovely. And it turned out they'd actually driven all the way from Nottingham.
Oh, wow.
To come and pick up their jewellery.
How lovely.
They were staying over in Bradford, which is just down the road from me. And they'd asked us for recommendations for lunch and stuff. So they were heading off to our local pizza place, Grumpy's in the village, which is really good. And they were going into Bradford and they were staying over in a hotel and all that. And I was like, all right. I said, so you're not local then? And they were like, no, we come from Nottingham. I was like, oh, okay, great. What made you come down to this area? And they were like, you. And I was like, me? And they were like, yeah, because we wanted to meet you after the show. And I was like, oh, wow, isn't that so lovely?
That's wonderful.
I was absolutely blown away. And they wanted a selfie and everything.
How lovely. That's lovely.
It was really nice. It was the lady's birthday, so they were dead nice. So yeah, it's been fun. It's been such an amazing month or two. But yes, that kind of leads me into something else really, that David and I have got a little announcement to make. That
we have.
I'm going to step back from the podcast and I'm going to let David kind of carry the torch forward from here on in. So this is going to be my last podcast on Little Jen.
I'm really sad about this as well.
I know, yeah. I am too.
I was quite devastated when you said, but totally understand. You've just got, I mean, I know you have an enormous amount going on now, you know, with obviously the bigger studio, more classes, more work coming in, and now a shop as well.
I know.
Yeah.
I am mad. But I have loved it.
Completely bonkers. But
I've loved it. And hopefully, you know, maybe you might have me back every now and then as a guest. I don't know.
That's it.
If you want me, I'll be there. But yeah, no, it's been great. I've really enjoyed it. And, you know, I mean, meeting you was one of the massive highlights of doing the show and, you know, friends for life.
Absolutely. So, what better than meeting me? How could it be?
Yeah, absolutely.
Other?
There's nothing better. So yeah, it's been great.
Likewise.
And it just feels like a natural kind of breaking point with, you know, we've covered the show and, mm-hmm. you know, I know you're going off on your fabulous adventures and it just kind of feels like the right time at the moment to kind of refocus and prioritize what I need to do when and where. I mean it's probably quite obvious, but I do tend to get a little bit overwhelmed with stuff sometimes, so I just think it feels like the right decision for me right now.
Well, you know, we all need headspace and sometimes we just take on so much that we don't have that space in our heads for something new to happen or something great to come in because we just fill it all the time with so much stuff. So I totally understand.
Oh yeah. Thank you, I know you would. Yeah. But anyway, but it's not ending, is it, David? What's going to happen
it's
next?
It's not ending. So I do have some other people lined up for interviews. I've already mentioned Lee Appleby, who I'll be interviewing as well. But also, I am not going to do it by myself because it seemed ridiculous to just carry on as me because I'm sure that the appeal is the fact that you and I do this together. And, you know, we have our jewellery waffle and we talk about life and, you know, how it's working for us. So I thought, who could come along and work with me? Because I can't replace you because there's no one like you.
So there has to be.
Well, it's not replacing as such, but it's somebody who I already enjoy chatting with, who is a jeweler, who I have a similar friendship with. And so I approached said young lady and had a chat with her about, you know, what we do and how we do it and how we organize it and who's responsible for what and this, that, and the other. And she said yes. And her name, as you know, is Angela Benjamin.
Yay!
Known as Ange.
Yeah, she's ace.
And known as Ange B on Instagram. Ange and I have known one another for quite a few years via Instagram initially, and we usually meet up about once every 6 months. She comes to my studio, I go out to meet her in London, we go and do jewelry stuff together, and we just have a really great time chatting, similarly to how you and I do.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
So it seemed like an obvious choice. And she obviously has a different take on jewelry from me and from you. So she'll be bringing something new to the podcast.
Fresh blood, David. Fresh blood.
Yeah. She's got a variety of people that she wants to chat with as well. So
nice.
Other podcast guests who are people that I don't know, people who maybe you don't know either. So that will bring in a new, slightly different dynamic as well. So Ange and I will be chatting in a couple of weeks' time because this podcast is going back to once every 2 weeks. Because even though, as you're saying, you know, you've got it full on. She has it really busy.
Sure.
I have it really busy.
Yeah.
And
we
to
all have busy
actually
lives.
have a time to have a proper conversation.
Yeah.
Sometimes kind of ramming that in once a week just doesn't make it something worth doing. It's been great to do it with all the other ATG members that we have, and obviously Sunny also 2 weeks ago. But we'll be going back to once a fortnight, and it'll be Ange and me having a chat, and then Ange interviewing people and me interviewing people. But
That's great.
Be interspersed more than the one after another that we've been doing since ATG finished.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where the podcast is moving forward to.
Well, I shall listen.
Thank you.
I'll be your biggest fan.
And you won't have to write up any show notes this time either.
Oh, goodness.
You can just enjoy the listen rather than think, oh my God, I've got to make a note of that. Well, what should I be writing down?
It's been great. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've loved doing it with you. It's been really fun.
It has been absolutely lovely. Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
So what about Instagram feeds?
You know what? Can I just do a massive shameless plug?
Which can.
On myself.
Yes. Why not?
Do you notice how I split that question into two parts and got your answer before I said who it was?
I knew who it was. Come on.
So, yeah, because I don't know if everyone's aware, but I actually have two Instagram feeds. And one is fairly new that I started up with the show, which is kind of just to feature my work because I just wondered if it was confusing to people, the original feed. But my original feed is more about the collective that I head up. So in case anybody's not aware, I head up a collective called the Jewellery Makers, more commonly known as Emma White and the Jewellery Makers. So it is a group of 14 jewellers, and we are all kind of contemporary jewellery makers working in different techniques and with different styles, but it's all design-led, it's all high quality, it's all handmade. Everybody is in their own workshops all over the UK. They're not all working with me here, as sometimes people think. So they're all independent, British-based jewellers, and they sort of make the work and I push it, promote it, photograph it, and sell it on their behalf, and then they post it out to lovely customers. So it's a really nice feed. It's quite well established, and it features everybody's work, not just mine, but mine is in there too. And that's where you'll see most about our classes as well. So my other feed is emma.white.jewellery, which is more about my designs, my commission pieces, the things that I make and the stories that are behind them. So there's two to have a look at.
Excellent. And on your one, I mean, that's for me the most inspiring one because I love your work.
Oh, thank you.
it always inspires me, your work. And it's just beautiful because it's all the kind of stuff I would never think of doing. And that's always what makes it so exciting.
I know. It's lovely, isn't it? Because it's two different brains and you might have the same start point like we did when we were on the show. Yeah. But the results are so diverse. That's part of what makes it so exciting.
It is. And when you think back to one in particular that, you know, the commission that had from the Lion family, you know, we went Lion, both of us, in totally different ways.
Totally different. I know.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Mad.
So, okay. Yeah, so two Instagram feeds for people to follow if they're not already, which is all about you and all about you and others, which is brilliant.
Yes. And the teaching. Teaching falls into the others.
Teaching as well. So, sure.
Yeah.
So for me, I am going to talk about someone who I buy gems from. His name is Justin. Nice guy. He's based in the UK, unlike a lot of the jewelry, the gem buyers that I work from. He buys in from abroad and then sells them in the UK. And his feed is Xander with an X, as in Alexander.
Yep.
But you get rid of the ale. And so Xander _ gem _ collection. He sells through his Etsy shop, but he also does sales every so often on a Sunday, direct through Instagram. And his gems range in quality from kind of VVS through to, you know, really good quality. And his prices are incredible. And sometimes there's some really interesting gems. I've just bought some pieces this Sunday from him, a collection of aquamarines, which was 8 teardrop-shaped pieces. Really lovely blue, a variety of sizes. Just really pleased with those. And I got a bar cut topaz. So it's a kind of baguette in shape, but it's kind of rounded over the top, but in bars. So, and I really like those kind of gems. And I bought another one, and I can't remember that. I can't remember what it is. But I bought some other stuff from him previously, some pink kunzite that was lovely, and a beautiful red tourmaline, which I used in my Ballas necklace, the one that I kind of, you know, would have made should I have got to the final on the show, which was amazed that I'd made it and it sold. And it just went straight out the window, or out the door, whichever way you want. But that had a wonderful pink tourmaline on it. So check out Justin's feed. His pictures are a little dark, but he gives really good information about the gems and also on his Etsy page. So it's Xander with an X _ gem _ collection. That's my recommendation for Instagram this time.
Oh, amazing. I shall go and check him out.
Do. See what you think. So this is goodbye from the podcast anyway.
But not forever, just from the podcast.
No. Exactly. I shall see you.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure, David. I've absolutely loved chatting with you on the podcast.
It's been a hoot, hasn't it?
I've had so much nice feedback from people saying that they've really enjoyed it as well. So thank you so much to all of you that have listened to me wittering on in my Scottish accent about all sorts of rubbish. I hope it's been interesting, in part at least.
I'm sure it has.
It's been an absolute joy. It's been an absolute joy. Yeah. I've loved it.
Fab. Well, I will speak to you before I go anyway. I'm sorry I can't come up to the opening of the shop at the weekend because I'm already busy. But hope that goes really well. And if you are Emma's neighbourhood, come up to Farsley, to the mills, to Sunnybank Mills, and go see what she's got on offer. She'll have the walls painted by them.
Yeah, my God.
Yeah, just don't touch the walls. They may still
just
be wet.
Just don't touch the walls. They might still be wet, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, darling, it's not too crowded.
No. One in, one out. That's it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. There's a bangle workshop on Saturday as well in the studio side. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, there
it's
you go.
Be a busy, busy day, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Just how I like it. Busy life.
Fabulous.
You wouldn't want to be bored, would you, David? We will.
No.
Take care, my sweetheart.
Will do. Lots of love.
I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode and come back to us in another couple of weeks for the next one. In the meantime, also thanks to Alfie Amadeus for the amazing track, Optopi, which is our theme music. See you soon. Bye-bye.